We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It really is funny what happens in this city when it starts raining, isn't it?
It is absolutely insane.
Is Mia still playing? It said it was over like forever ago. I don't know why it's still playing. I don't know what it's doing.
I don't know.
I really don't know. Okay. All right. Whew. All right, good. No, it literally, never mind. I can't even worry about this.
No, you brought up the rain thing about people losing their minds here with the rain.
I don't think that affects how Drake and Sean Paul continued on. After that. Although it's, how does the rain make your internet go out at your house? Seriously, I want to know this.
Yeah.
I want to know how the rain, because I spent a solid, I couldn't believe, because it was, the internet was fine on my phone. It was fine everywhere in the house. The router was good. Everything was fine. And my computer in the converted bedroom that we have, you know, my house.
Yeah, yep.
The internet's out this morning. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
I mean, like the place where the internet was kind of born, sort of, in a way. I mean, in Seattle, it rains all the time. The internet doesn't go out.
No.
I'm like, what's going on? Why is this?
It's really, really weird.
Finally had to go and reset the router and deal with it. Which at 4:15 in the morning, it just seems like you're having to dig a ditch.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? It just seems like... Because really, all I did was I finally went and on our router, I don't have a button.
Sure.
So you got to unplug it.
And then wait a couple of, like, wait like 20 God. Or 30 seconds.
It was the silly, I'm just like, this is the silliest thing ever. When we get half an inch of rain, it's like other places when they get 2 inches of snow. Cars are spinning out. I saw some dude last night on the 215. Just no reason. And then he sat there. And I almost stopped. I like he didn't hit anything.
Yeah.
He just ended up over in the shoulder. The butt end of his truck might have hit the wall a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, dude, don't just sit there facing the wrong way.
Do something about it. Troubleshoot.
Yeah,
the car
get
still
out.
Works.
I'll tell you, I was driving to work like it was like 10 after 4 this morning, and there was a car that had the whole front end smashed in. I don't know what they hit. But there was no less than 20 police cars there surrounding it. They shut off.
Well.
And where we were passing, there's 5 lanes. They shut down 4 lanes, and then you had to go kind of like to the merge lane.
Over there by the airport connector.
Yeah, it was just crazy. Yeah,
I saw that on the news.
Oh, it was insane.
Well, they might have got, that might have been something else entirely.
Yeah.
That might have been rain. That might have been rain or no rain. But everybody just be careful.
Yes.
Be cool.
Don't drive people off the road.
Yeah, Kayla almost died last night.
I was in like a 2-turn lane kind of thing, and I was on the outer lane. The light changes, and we go, and the car next to me goes at the same time. But instead of staying in their lane and merging and being in the left-hand lane, they go to my lane. Luckily, and I'm like, and then I realize what's happening, and I swerve. Luckily, there was like a big wide bike lane that I managed to like go into.
Like they came right over on you?
Like,
or they
in
were
the
in
turn,
front of you?
In the turn, they tried to go into my lane as opposed to staying in their lane and merging. I honked the horn, and I'm sure they had no idea what was happening. They just think I'm an obnoxious person.
You honked your horn?
Yes, I did.
You know
it was serious. You know
almost
died then. That's the kid. That's how you know she almost died.
It gets so much
worse,
though.
Kayla never honks her horn.
We had to travel like 4 more miles to get like to my house, and we managed to be on the same road in the same area the rest of the time. Oh, so I'm like, this woman thinks that I'm stalking her, or I'm assuming a woman, but it could be a man. But this person thinks that I'm stalking them.
Yeah, why does it have to be a woman?
Hashtag
her too.
Because I know how bad of a driver I am, so I just assume that it's another woman there, but it could have been a man. So
things that only you could say that I can't say.
Yeah, no, I know. But that person, I felt bad because I'm like, I'm not trying to stalk you at all. I think you made a poor decision, but
yeah.
How madmen would that sound about it? Well, must have been a woman. Yeah. My bad woman driver. Is there a nice way to say, well, it must have been a woman driver?
Yes,
I don't know that that lessens the sting on that a whole lot. I mean, thumb, I suppose. Just everybody be careful. We're just really glad you're here. In fact, forget it. Just pull the covers back up over. If you're driving right now, turn around and go home. Let's just call it a rain day, like other places have snow days.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
Okay, but other than the rain, everybody doing good? Everybody all right?
Yeah.
Okay, feeling good?
Feeling great.
I like that. I feel good today too. I woke up and it felt like all the whatever negative, like the rain washed everything away.
Yes.
It just kind of felt good, felt
like light. Like a cleanse, you know, if you will.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It felt that way a little bit. It's good. Big Golden Knights game tonight. I know it's January, but, you know, still at this point, too, and after last year was so exciting with the Golden Knights and everything, that now we start looking at games like today. They're in Winnipeg.
Okay.
And that was the team that we beat. Remember, they were really tough. Mm-hmm. Nobody thought we were going to get past Winnipeg to get to the Stanley Cup Finals, beat them for the Western Conference Championship. Golden Knights play in Winnipeg today at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So another reason to get out of work early today. Another reason, because game's at 5 o'clock. So that's today. Also, I have in my hand, literally in my, wait, I lied. It's not in my hand. Now they're in my hand. See the bit? Look at this stack of tickets.
Holy buckets.
Rebels. Whoa. Rebels are leading the conference and are what? 15-0? I don't know how many. We haven't lost in conference yet.
All right.
It's the first time since, you know, I don't know. Since they
like
played,
80s, right?
Since they played in the convention center. I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know how long ago it was. It was a long time, like mid-90s. And we've got a game against San Jose State on Saturday. And with my relationship back with being with UNLV, I went in and did one of those things like, hey, what do you think about this idea? And they were like, well, that just might work. Here's the short version. I want a big, rowdy crowd of P1s that will actually stand when the band plays the fight song. It's my only requirement.
Oh, that's the deal with the tickets? They have to stand.
When the band plays the fight song, you have to stand. That's all I want from you.
Okay.
Easy.
And just be loud and be loud the rest of the time. And we'll give you tickets. It's not going to happen today, but I'll give you the plan in a minute. Okay. Also, a pro tip, if you want Ariana Grande winning before you can buy them tickets for that show coming up in May at T-Mobile, before they go on sale, we'll give you a pro tip, but you set a reminder in your phone just exactly when you can get those tickets.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
That's coming up, and we'll get you set for the first pick. All of that in just a minute.
Get up! Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Hey, if you missed it just a minute ago, the Ariana Grande winning before you can buy them tickets, we're holding on to those for Kayla Showbiz SmackDown right about 8:40, 8:45 this morning, somewhere in that neighborhood. That's usually where it falls.
Here a little bit early. You know what I mean? Like the 8:40, get here because...
Yeah. A, because if we can sucker you into listening for one more song, that'd be awesome. and B, we don't want you to miss it.
Yeah.
So Ariana Grande, if you're in the market for that, if you missed it, Ari, we announced it yesterday. Ari's coming back to Las Vegas. The bronchitis is cleared, and by May, she should just be right as rain. Okay. No pun intended. With the current weather, that's not what I meant to do.
It's very funny.
May 11th at T-Mobile Arena. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. A lot of people have been asking, too, is there a pre-sale? Not that you're about a pre-sale?
No, not.
I haven't been told anything about a pre-sale.
As far as we know, ain't no pre-sale. So you got to wait until Friday morning at 10 a.m. But we'll stay on top of all of that. But free, win them before you can buy them tickets. Coming up at about 8:40 this morning. We realize that's a little ways away, but we got this. We all right. Everybody survived Rainageddon yesterday?
Yes. Barely, but yes. God, yes.
This town turned upside down, didn't it?
It is the funniest thing to me. I'm like, people can't drive. People going to, like, even social media seems weird to me when I go on there and people are like, well, it's just another one of those days where nothing's going. It's like Eeyore. Everyone is Eeyoring Facebook.
Oh no. It's raining. Yeah, I don't know. Raining. It was Monday. Everybody's weird yesterday. Shout out to our friends at UNLV. Rebel Girls and Cheer are heading off to Nationals in Orlando this weekend.
Ooh, all right.
Last night, Rebel Girls had their showdown 2019 And they asked me to host this thing, and I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I was like, what are we going to do for 2 hours? What are we going to do for this? There was a solid, I'll bet there was 1,000 people there at Cox Pavilion last night.
That's awesome.
And there were dance groups and like high school squads, Coronado, Palo Verde, Basic, Foothill, Desert Oasis. I know I'm missing somebody, but there were a bunch of high school squads that were there. And then a bunch of the different dance studios from around town.
Awesome.
All sent squads.
Literally, were they competing or?
Nah. Like in a showcase thing.
Okay.
40 performances over the 2 hours.
Wow.
It was crazy. And it was, it was fun. You know, you get all the parents.
Yeah.
And they're all excited. And then the dance community is super, dance and cheer, as Kayla knows. Dance and cheer, super supportive of each other.
Absolutely.
So it was a lot of fun. Rebel Girls, the hip hop, and I may have this wrong, but from what I understood last night, just in conversation, Rebel Girls hip hop are going into this in fourth place, looking for back-to-back national titles.
Yes.
Going into, and pretty much when you're in fourth place, you kind of got them right where you want them. Because there's not the pressure of being on top. You can just let it fly and do your thing. And I've got a little experience in this from hosting the World Hip Hop Championships for those years that it was here.
Yep.
In Las Vegas. And they're good. They're really good. This could be another national championship for the Rebel Girls. So they leave on Thursday, and last night was the showcase. I just wanted to say hi to everybody.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was really good.
Oh, I'm bummed I missed it now.
I would have told you.
I'm a giant nerd for stuff like that because, like you said, everyone's super supportive of each other. It really is like Miss America. Like, as soon as someone gets done, you have the other teams. They stand up. They clap it out. It's a good
time. There was no time either. Get them on. Get them off. There was a bam, bam. We're getting 40 of you in 2 hours. I'm like, God, what's happening?
That's funny.
I just want to go outside and get a hot dog. they have hot dogs? Oh, the concession stand's open? Oh.
See, this is where I could come in as like your assistant kind of thing, and I'll like spray your face down with water and dab your and like so you can cool off between performances.
No, it's not that serious. I was sitting.
Okay.
I wasn't sitting, but I was standing. I was standing comfortably. No, you know what? There was no time for me to be out there. I went out there at the beginning. I went out there at the end. That's all.
Okay.
And then it was fun. Kind of went UFC on them with the reigning. Defending, undisputed UDA hip hop national champion. And you can see people kind of like, what's going on? And then slowly they're all standing, and then by the time, Rebel Girls, and the place like, ah!
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it was kind of in a really.
Now, if you tell me they lowered a mic to you, then I'd be super duper impressed.
You know what? Bruce Buffer doesn't do that. He got his own mic.
If
you're gonna do that, that's old school where they lower it down to you. No, you got your own mic with that. All right, first pick. Everybody ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's jump into this. With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick we thought was kind of a cool way to reward those of you who listened early on the show, and we appreciate you so much.
Yep. Yes.
And, it kind of helps us get off to a jump start, kind of get the phones cooking, get the energy up. It's all good like that. This is as you can hear, a P1's court version. Was there a crime committed? And it's kind of a crime of omission. It's kind of the Good Samaritan rule. You know what I mean? Like some places have, if you see a wreck or you see something bad going on and you don't report it, that you're in trouble. You know, that you're in trouble for not being a Good Samaritan.
Okay.
So one of our P1s who wants to remain anonymous, I'm going to name him, I shall call him Jessica Lombardo.
Okay.
Or could we call him Jesse? Could we call guys Jesse Lombardo?
We could do Jesse. Okay. Jesse Lombardo.
So guys are Jesse Lombardo. Anyway, Jesse Lombardo, I go to UNLV. The other day I saw a girl walking outside and her skirt had ridden up high enough in the back. So she'd been sitting down and got like static or whatever. But I could see her butt cheeks.
Oh,
Her skirt had written up high enough to see her butt cheeks. Now, while enjoyable, I really felt... Hey, at least she's honest.
Yeah.
I really felt like I should say something to her. But I decided against it because I'm a guy and I didn't want
to... what would that look like?
I didn't want to come across as creepy.
Yeah.
For the record, I am a little older. I'm 23 and I'm in grad school. She looked to be a freshman or sophomore.
Okay.
I get this. Did I make the right decision? Should he have told her, or would he just look creepy? Somebody's going to tell her eventually. I get the idea too, and there wasn't much of a follow up, but I get the idea that the situation, you know, rectified itself pretty quickly.
You would hope, anyhow.
But should he have said something, or did he make the right choice? Keep in mind, 2019, and how uptight everybody is, and how everybody is on creeper alert.
I know exactly how I feel about this. You should say something. In my opinion, you should say something. Because you, how many other people are going through the exact same thing that you are, like, girl, unfortunately. Like, I've had this happen to me. Not, like, butt exposure, but I've had this happen to me and no one said anything. And I had, and guys walked past me and were, like, laughing. I'm like, what's happening right now? Turns out my boob was out and none of my friends, who mind you, I'm with 20 girls and we're on a bachelorette party and none of them wanted to tell me.
Write this down. Tomorrow's first pick. When was your boob out?
That's final exam.
We haven't done that in a minute. Tomorrow's first. Yeah, that'll be a final exam. Perfect. What is tomorrow's first pick?
When was your boob out?
Your boob out. I so badly want to ask little Jess right now, but I'm going to stay focused. So 702-364-9898. First pick of the prize is Daniel Tosh tickets. If you're over 21, Daniel Tosh tickets. In a couple, you're stuck on tomorrow's question, aren't you?
I'm so glad that you're laughing at the fact that my boob was out.
Yeah, awesome. But it happens. Yes or no? Has it happened?
Yes.
See? I think this is universal. Okay, but for today, Daniel Tosh tickets. February 1st at the Mirage, Super Bowl weekend. That's going to be big in town, like it always is. Mob Museum tickets, Bootleggers Day is coming up. That is day after tomorrow, Thursday. In my brain, I'm so convinced it's Wednesday, and I'm trying.
It feels that way, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it does. Bootleggers Day is coming up on Thursday, and they're doing free tickets and free drink and stuff like that for Speakeasy National Bootleggers Day, but free tickets to the Mob Museum. Or lunch for two at Tropical Smoothie, 702-364-9898. Should Jesse Lombardo, may or may not be his real name, should he have said something to this girl? And I'm going to take this a step further. How do you approach this? Because I think it's super easy to go, yeah, you ought to say something. But then how you approach that is tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. For my money, I think he missed a huge opportunity. I think he missed a giant opportunity, but we'll get your opinion on it. 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
702-364-9898. So, not Jessica Lombardo, but Jesse Lombardo may or may not be his real name. Goes to UNLV's grad student. So he said he's 23. Saw a girl, believed her to be a freshman or sophomore. So he was able to identify her as younger. You're in college. A 23-year-old could date an 18, 19-year-old.
Absolutely.
Not a problem there, right?
No problems.
I think he missed an opportunity. I'm just saying.
Oh, really?
Girl in front of him, skirt got the static cling or whatever, mm-hmm. You know, and her skirt was riding up. He said he could see her butt cheeks. And wondered whether he should say something or not. He wanted to, but he thought, well, does this come off as creepy? 702-364-9898. Do you say something, Bubba? Like, no.
You don't?
You absolutely do not say anything. If you, like, look at the risk to reward, like, the risk definitely outweighs the reward. The reward is, like, she says, not like, thank you, and you feel like a good guy. The risk is she makes a big scene out of it, and you look like some sort of pervert.
I worry, and here's the thing, too. I worry about the approach on this.
Well, you come up from behind and you're like,
yeah.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah. And you gotta kind of rush. So you either gotta do the real fast walk, which is or you do the half jog, and that's scary in and of itself. You tap her on the shoulder. Yeah, a little gesture.
I'm a jumpy person.
Yeah. You get a Kayla. You get a Kayla. What's your reaction most likely going to be? Yes. Yes. Now, the skirt would probably then just fall down and be in its proper
place.
And
then you would look crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, then everybody's in. Then it's even more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I understand that. I understand that side of it. No good, potentially, no good comes of it. There is a great possibility that while she ends up going, yeah, okay, thanks, there's also a chance of like, you know what I mean?
But like, you also have the chance of her going around and going, oh my God, thank you. Like, you have that chance. That's how I would, I might jump, but that's how I would react and go, oh my God, thank you.
Hey, Sam, Sam, you think, you okay?
Yeah.
You good? Do you need a lozenge?
No, I have one.
Okay, good. No, but he definitely should tell her, you say.
Yes, because, I mean, if it was me walking like that and somebody didn't tell me and I had to walk that, however far I had to walk and I was still walking, I'd be like, oh my God, I cannot believe this. Nobody said that. And what if there's somebody out there taking pictures of her?
That's true.
True.
You know, so he could have said, hey, ma'am or little miss, excuse me.
Little miss.
You know, you're
little miss.
Well, you
is
know.
It, is it your grandpa?
Well, you know, there might be old men out there taking pictures. You never know anymore. But he could have did the right thing and said, hey, little miss, you know, your skirt's up. I would have said, oh, my God, thank you so much. You know, because that would save me more embarrassment of walking further down the road. So
yeah,
I personally think he should have said something because, you know, there could be pervert stuff that people could take pictures.
I would
other college people taking pictures.
Yeah, yeah. I avoid ma'am and little miss in that situation. Hey, excuse me.
Oh, I hate when I get ma'amed. I'm like,
hey, excuse me. I'll say it as respect.
Yeah.
No, I get it. People aren't crazy about it. Lori, this is an interesting solution. It's a little more involved, but I kind of like this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if you found like a nearby female, just another female, that, hey, would you mind going and telling that girl her skirt's like riding a little high? Then you don't look like a creeper to really anybody. The girl might think you're a nice guy. Oh, yeah, I'll totally go tell her. And if it's like the right situation, the other female could probably even like tug the little girl's the skirt down just a little bit and be like, hey, sorry, your skirt was riding up and I'm
That's actually a really good solution.
I don't hate that. But then do you look like a creeper? Then you still run the risk of looking like a creeper to the other girl that you tell.
Yeah, but the difference is that third party that you're asking to go do is more probably not going to walk up and go, hey, that guy told me to tell you that your skirt's
also right. Also, chances are better that you're approaching the other girl. Now the third person in play here. Chances are that you're approaching her from the front or the side.
Yeah.
As opposed to from the exposed rear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden she catches a breeze and some creepy dude taps her on the shoulder. This is all bad. It's all so bad. I think there's a double advantage to that plan. I'll delve into that in a second. Brian, you say that he definitely should tell her.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a little class and respect with them. It's kind of how you approach them. Make light of the situation. Just tap her and just say, hey, look, you know what? I might have given myself away, but you need to adjust your skirt in the back you're showing. And you know what? Like, that way, if you're laughing at it, you know, don't look at her with stalker eyes.
Yes.
But just approach it lightly. And you know what? More than likely, you handling it lightly is going to make them not overreact.
Kayla has a response.
I want to ask you real quick. Would you want
me, Chet? Okay.
If you would you want me to come up to you and tell you that you're fly was down and open?
Yeah, but I'm cool with it. And I think it's totally different. It's totally
Definitely.
Different. Girl can get away with that.
Okay.
Girl can get away with that all day long and it's no big deal. And a guy's like, wow, a girl's talking
But
to
I
me.
Have tried to tell someone before, I've tried to tell a male that his zipper's down, but then I feel the need to explain. I'm like, I'm not looking there. It happened to catch my
why
eye.
Why are you looking at his junk?
And that's what I, exactly. I go, I'm not looking at your junk. You're just exposed. Oh goodness!
I think we're missing an opportunity here.
What's that?
I don't know what kind of game Jesse Lombardo's got, but now you have the opportunity to talk to not one but two girls, and you may very well be the knight in shining armor. You may be just the gentleman that she needed in her life. You may be the guy. You may be the guy that she's been looking for all this time, but had no way of finding. You may have a story to tell your grandkids one day. Honestly, that's how I met my wife.
So sweet.
I met my wife because I rescued her from my drunk friend, essentially.
I would totally get googly eyes over a guy if he came over and was like, can you tell that lady her skirt is up?
I'd be like, you'd like him.
You're so sweet.
You'd like him.
I'd be like.
Ring the bell. That's the signal, by the way. We've given Lil Jess a signal that if there's a guy, because we skipped, there was a guy that we had on the air a couple weeks ago. And Lil Jess was maybe interested in speaking to him a little bit more off the air, and we'd already moved on.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, you know, we could have put that guy on hold. So now we have a signal, and that signal is excellent.
Yep.
But I think, yes, I think you still have to try and telling the girl whose skirt is up. I think you have to be very careful how you approach.
And if she blows back on you, then you just do what everyone else does and go to Facebook and say, I was trying to help someone today, but she didn't want my advice.
I think our work is done here.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
On that line, do you know the story of why we call the Big Fat Bribe the Big Fat Bribe?
No.
Because years ago, we were trying to come up with a goofy way. They actually had budget, and it was for this show. It was for our show, and we were giving away the money. This is happening.
Okay.
We got the money, kind of like what we're doing now. And we were like, what should we call it? And we were, so I said, we just in a stupid meeting, and we were hanging out, and I said, let's just call it what it is. We're bribing you to listen. There's no other, you know, it's not the, you know, the money pit, you know, or whatever. hey, let's have Marty the money monkey. And he's, you know, like how monkeys throw their poo in the zoo. He's throwing money at you. Yeah, it's no. We said, listen, we're bribing you to listen.
Exactly.
Let's just lay our cards on the table. That's how it became the Big Fat Bribe. Huh. And it is happening again today.
Here's why you should give the Jeff Buchanan Show another 15 minutes.
Well, apparently at some point we need to have a discussion. Kayla's birthday plans have changed for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla's birthday. Kayla's 30th birthday is Friday.
Woo-hoo.
Good for you, old lady.
I know. I'm officially old.
You're so not.
They put a lot of hype behind it, so I feel like I need to go big, but anymore.
That is really funny. Kayla did feel pressure because it is her 30th birthday.
Okay.
Kayla felt undue pressure.
But you know
to do
me.
Something big. She had to do something amazing. The short version is, Buddy, your boyfriend, talked you out of taking a solo trip to Bryanhead.
Yes, to go skiing. I was originally going to do that, and then he's like, no, we'll just go together, because he's not a big skier anyway. I thought I was going to at least doing him a favor where he doesn't have to come with me this way, but he said that we'll take a trip in a few weeks, just the two of us.
But isn't that weird, too, that, like, okay, I'm 30, I'm shutting everybody else out and going 200 miles away.
Well, it's on a Friday, and a lot of people can't take off Fridays and do things. So I figured that during the day, I would go do something that I wanted to do. Because, again, a lot of people were like, well, you're turning 30. What are you going to do? This is huge. I'm like, I don't really like birthdays to begin with. So
I know. Lil Jess wants to go, well, it's how you feel. So you do you, boo-boo. I know that's your thing. I know. If I say
it's not that easy,
Lil
Jess.
If I say the sky is blue, you'll say it's raining. No. I get it. I know. No, you can't shut every. You have a responsibility to the other people, too.
Yeah.
You're going to make it a big deal and go, well, it's my 30th birthday. You can't shut everybody else out.
Exactly.
And just go off on your own, unless you want people to speak poorly of you behind your back, which they will, because that's how people
are. People are catty, unfortunately. And like, at one point you have to shut out other people's feelings and realize you gotta do you.
it would have only but only had you kept it quiet. If you're going around going, it's my birthday and I'm taking the day off and I'm this and that and we should all celebrate, then you go, but none of you are invited. You know what I mean? Then that's tough.
So you're saying that I was being braggadocious about
my
birthday?
No, but I think this is a better option. I do. I think for everyone involved.
Okay.
And I think you'll be happier in the end. I think you kind of would have gone up there and at some point.
It would have been a little lonely?
Yeah. And at some point you'd have gone, damn, I'm sitting here eating. I'm sitting here It's my birthday.
Hot chocolate ski.
I went on a
hot chocolate ski.
I took a cruise for my 30th.
Yeah, but did you blow everybody else off?
Yeah, I just went with, well, I went with one friend, but I wasn't with my son, wasn't with my parents.
Okay, son and parents, that's totally, that, you know, I understand. You trying to make this work, it's a different story. That's a different story entirely. All right, so we'll have to talk about that in a second, because I think this is going to work for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, everybody. P1s, you play a part in this as well. I have a plot. I have a scheme.
Whoa.
I have a plan. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
we'll unveil. I think it'll be fun. Then understand that coming up, that what we're going to do next, the goal is to eliminate the drama or to, as they say, to mitigate the drama that exists, to lessen the drama that already exists. There is a small group of people at work, three people like us right now.
Okay.
You know, like imagine three people at work hanging out. We're friends, we're buddies. Okay, Lil Jess, and just let's just go into fantasy land on this just for half a second.
Okay.
Right? So we're one big happy family, right?
Yep.
All of a sudden, how weird does it get if Kayla and I start dating?
A little weird.
And doesn't that just, I mean, doesn't that throw the dynamic all the way off?
Oh, of course.
So how do you fix that and not cause additional drama? The old tried and true, well, you just need to sit down and talk to them. Yeah, that doesn't work here.
That's not an option.
That doesn't work here. Because that only makes the third wheel, really, that only makes the third wheel look even more selfish.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Why are you trying to take away from their happiness? You got to hear this entire story because it's kind of crazy. Oh, we'll get to it just
yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
KLUC. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This is a tough spot, even if you're just friends outside of work. And, you know, you're in a group of friends and two friends start hooking up.
Yeah.
And it's a small group. If it's a big group and two friends start hooking up, okay.
Maybe not as big of a deal.
Right. But, you know, I mean, because there's more of a buffer there. There's other friends to hang out with. If two friends start fighting in a group, it's like a divorce.
Oh, it gets nasty.
People start having to switch sides. So that I think that's where the problem comes in here. So I'll just read the email. My two closest friends at work have started hooking up. We've all been working together for over 3 years now. They've been getting closer, hanging out a lot outside of work. I mostly just hang out with them at work. We'll get lunch and go for a walk after. But occasionally, I'll hang out with one or both of them outside of work. They've always been flirty with each other, but until recently, one of them was in a relationship. As soon as the coupled girl broke up with her boyfriend, the two of them started hooking up. How do I possibly navigate this? I am annoyed, honestly. It seems like it's going to cause drama. And I was already feeling like a third wheel when we hung out. I definitely don't want to hang out with them together anymore, but I also don't have a problem with them individually and would like to be able to keep the individual friendships. Is that possible? Well, anything's possible.
Yeah.
Right? Anything's possible. I'm going to be declining lunches and hopefully just taking my own walks instead of going with them. But they will probably notice if I just stop all group hanging. So how do you get out of that without the drama?
Well, honestly, work relationships are messy to begin with, let alone being the third wheel. I would say you literally have to cut all ties. Or you have to, this is what you do. You have to pick a side. And that's the side that you hang out with. You don't hang out with both of them. Because they're going to pit you again, they're going to pit themselves. I don't know how that works. They're going to use you as like a buffer if they get into a fight. Well, yep. Jeremy was doing this this week. And
every time there's a problem.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you literally, you have to go to one side and you can't and be that buffer for that side. You can't go to both because this has happened to me with my coworkers. I've been in the middle of them fight and they constantly fought all the time.
I remember when you first came here and you said you were the one that everybody goes to, and you felt like you were the one that everybody goes to and dumps their problems on, and comes for advice.
I'm cool with.
You are also the person, you are the least threatening person I know. You really are.
Okay.
You were the least likely. You are a very sweet and kind and non-confrontational person. So that automatically opens you up to that kind of situation.
People that like to fight and get into fights with their significant others, you can't talk to them because then I just don't deal with confrontation like
that. Yeah, and you don't seem like a person that's going to go blab. No. So you don't seem like a person that's going to go gossip. So I think that lends itself to it. So I could see you being this. I could see this being you. And your advice, which I love and did not expect, is choose one.
And the other one you can be friends with, but it's not like a hang friend kind of thing. You don't go to lunch with anymore. You don't do that kind of stuff.
But how do you how do you navigate that though? Because then the other person has hard feelings. And it's possible that the person that you choose will go, you know, we're a package deal. If you're not with both of us, you're with none of us. Well, then that may solve your problem.
Exactly. And then
nobody wants to be like that. You know what I mean?
If I had it my way and I was in the situation, I'd be like, deuces, everyone, I'm good. Like, I don't want to be friends with you guys at all anymore.
Honestly, if it's me, I'd just burn down the building I work at. I would set it on fire, and you know, like I saw a spider. I would just set the building on fire.
Yeah.
Or I'd do something to get myself fired or transferred.
Sure.
Really, just go scorched earth. Is there a way? Let me ask you this. 702-364-9898. Number one, have you been a part of this? Third wheel's tough enough out there in the real world. But there's a lot of real world that you can go to get away from it. You know?
Sure.
Honestly, there's a lot of real world that you can go to get away from that. I had a fight. There was a person that we had brought in to our group of friends. And they weren't being a good person. And I said, "You know what? I can't hang out. I can't. I'm not expecting you to choose. But I'm going to pull myself out of the situation." Now, luckily, everybody else went, "Well, you're kind of the one who brought them in, so you can you can take them out.
Yeah.
Stop inviting them." Okay, that's cool, because that friendship was over anyway, and so they just kind of fell off that wagon, and the wagon kept going down the road. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But at work,
it's hard because unless one of them voluntarily leaves, then you're stuck with it. You guys are essentially cube mates.
Or if that person is you.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. Have you been in this spot? And really, how do you handle it? I mean, seriously, do you have to get yourself transferred? Do you have to just blow off both friends? Can you navigate being friends with one? It's tough. We need your help right now. Call us. Rainy and showery today, man. Be careful. You know how weird stuff gets in this town.
Uh-huh.
You get a little spitty rain like we've had and have it last more than an hour or two and stuff just goes upside down. Give yourself a little extra time this morning.
Get up! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
It really is junior high. It really is. My two closest friends at work have started hooking up. We've all been working together for over 3 years. They've been getting closer, hanging out a lot outside of work. I mostly just hang out with them at work. So we get lunch, we'll hang out, we'll go for a walk, whatever. Occasionally, I'll hang out with them outside of work. They've always been flirty. One of them got out of their relationship, and now the two of them are hooking up. How do I navigate this? I'm annoyed, honestly. Seems like it's going to all just cause drama. And I was already feeling like a third wheel when we hung out, because the two of them were already closer.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want to hang out with them together anymore. Because third wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also don't have a problem with them individually, and I'd like to be able to keep the individual relationships. Is that possible? The question is asked, is that possible? Kayla, is that possible?
Yes. It's no. Honestly.
But it doesn't sound like it.
You know what's key for me in this is that they're already writing. There's not even been any issue at all. And this person's already writing into us going,
yeah,
this is going to blow up. She or he, I don't remember.
I don't know.
They know immediately that one or both of these people are fiery and it's going to blow up.
Doesn't it seem like a woman who wrote this?
It does. It feels that way.
For no other reason than just intuition.
Intuition. Yeah,
I'm not a woman. I'm not placing value on that. But just for whatever reason, I know as a guy, I'd just be like, yeah, cool, I'm out. You know, I got other people in my life.
Yeah.
But I wasn't always that way though. I would have wanted to find a way to, oh, please love me. Please. I don't have enough love. I can't afford to lose any. You know what I mean? I would have been that person.
Yeah.
But now I'd be like, well.
So let's say for the sake of the matter that it is a woman that wrote in. It makes perfect sense that if she's writing in, she knows something is going to come of this. Something bad possibly could.
So assuming, again, I'll just say they. They don't want to, they don't want additional, they don't want to be the one that causes the drama.
Exactly.
By going, I'm out. Because then you got the two of them going, hey, what's wrong with Angie or whoever?
Uh-huh.
Know what I mean? Little Jess, is it possible to navigate this?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It's a sticky situation. If it was me, I know my natural instinct is to fall back. And then if I do, as Kayla says, and pick a side, I'd pick the female side, and then that could get sticky.
You get to gabbing with her, and it's like, well, you get to gabbing with her, and then she's like, you'll never believe what Tyler did today. And you know what I mean? And you're like, well, I know Tyler.
You can extricate yourself from that. You can go, I'm sorry, I can't be a part of that. I appreciate that, but I can't get involved in your relationship. You know what I mean? That sucks.
Easier said than done.
Agreed. So. No, agreed. It's awful. But you have to take yourself out of the drama. But it's work. You got bills to pay. Yeah. You got people that depend on you.
Real life issues.
Yeah. If nothing else, you got you that depends on you. Yeah. You depend on that paycheck. How, you know, just because of their drama.
Is this happening at work? You're super, super passionate about it. And it's just something that I don't know about.
I'm able to put myself in that place.
Yeah.
Where I can understand
this
spot. Hot Chick Val, can you navigate this? And if so, how do you do it?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Morning.
Happy New Year. Yes. Yes, you can. To the point of Kayla's saying choose a side, I would say you can choose a side of whatever sex you are, assuming it's a male and female relationship. If you are the female on third wheel, just hang out with the female. If you're the male, third wheel, just hang out with the male. And the reason you can do that is because of the interest that you may have that they won't have. So like, say you want to do an event outside of work, just say, oh, me and, you know, Gabby are going to go shoe shopping. And chances are the male is going to drop out of that himself. And then if you say, oh, now we're going to go window shopping for blinds or, you know, things like that. And pretty soon the male will just say, you know what, you guys, I'll hang back. You go ahead and do it. But if you're both, you know, if you're the male and it's a male in the relationship, you go, oh, we're going to go look at tires or, you know, something like that.
No, we get it.
The female will drop herself out of it, and it'll fix itself that way.
No, we get it. We get it. It's the third wheel flip around. Yeah. You're not the third wheel anymore. They're the third wheel.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
You phase them out by their interests. I like it.
And it sounds evil. No, it sounds evil, but it's not. You do the third wheel flip around reversal. You're no longer the third wheel. They're the third wheel.
Exactly.
Doggone it, Hot Chick Val, you're brilliant again. She's like, did you hear that laugh? I know. You know me.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Turn it up. On 98.5 KLUC.
How about a shot at $1,000 for the price of one simple little text? First day, does that work out for you, the work to benefit ratio?
Yes, absolutely. 3 seconds to send a text, $1,000.
Yeah. And honestly, you'll forget you did it. That's the fun part. I would love to be on the other end of somebody can, the hell is this number? You know what I mean? We all do that. I don't know what that number is. You send it to voicemail. My guess is that the voicemail can then somebody actually leaves you a voicemail. Well, what is this from this number I don't recognize? Hi, it's so-and-so from KLUC. Need you to call me back right away at this number. All right, what kind of scam is this?
But it's KLUC. You're prepared.
Yeah, but it's KLUC, so I probably trust it. I don't know how much information they give them.
Yeah.
But then you call it back. Hi, this is Chet. You left a message for me. Yeah, here's $1,000.
Oh.
Seriously, how good is that?
That'd be awesome.
You go from being totally skeptical, you're worried somebody's going to steal your identity. You know what I mean? All of the other horrible things. Who died? You know, is my pet at the vet? You know, whatever it is. What happened to my kid at school? You know, all that. You go from that to, you got $1,000.
Here's $1,000.
Let's throw a little. So we'll give you a big fat bribe code word in about 8 minutes. Let's throw a little positivity out there.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Good feeling story of the day. This is just beautiful. Bill Hyde, and I don't know a ton of people that would actually go through with it. Everybody would say, oh yeah, I'd do that. I don't know. Bill Heinrichs and Mary Ziegler, they live in Minnesota, met in high school, married for 21 years before they got divorced in 1995. After the divorce, as some people will do, they stayed friendly. Mostly because they have two kids together, so they still saw a lot of each other.
Sure.
I don't know why they got divorced, but they did. But it doesn't seem like it was a horrible, horrible thing. So they're both in their early 60s now, and Bill's health had kind of taken a turn for the not so good. But he's doing a lot better than he was.
Good, okay.
Because Mary gave him one of her kidneys.
Whoa.
Obviously, I don't think there's a whole ton of us that would ever do that for an ex.
Oh, no.
Especially if it didn't end well. You know?
Yeah.
This seemed to be different. People usually try to keep stuff in a divorce, not give it to the other person, especially an organ. But about 40 of Bill's friends and family had already been tested. None of them were a match. So Mary says there was really no doubt in her mind. She said, we grew up together, and I knew that my children and grandchildren needed him in their lives. So it was an easy putt. Surgery happened in October. It went great. Bill says what Mary did for him was, quote, incredible. He's still blown away when he thinks about it. And he also joked that all couples should try to get along after a divorce. Yeah, thanks. Easy for you to say.
I mean, you could try.
The reasoning is solid, though. You never know when you're going to need a kidney.
Very good point.
Yeah, it's a good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. It's that time.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's 98.5 KLUC's Big Fat Bribe code word of the hour.
I don't know if there's a lot of this out there, but your code word today is thunder. Thunder. Thunder.
We didn't do that on purpose.
No.
Honestly, we have nothing to do with the code words.
No.
It's so weird.
We'll text the code word THUNDER to 72881 for your chance at
$1,000. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I needed this so bad right now.
Text that code word to 72881 and good luck. Message and data rates apply. We will text you back to confirm entry. Brought to you by 98.5.
KLQC. Kayla's birthday's on Friday. She was going to take the day off and head up to Bryanhead by herself to go skiing. Your boyfriend talked you off the ledge on that one, right?
Yes, because I love skiing. He doesn't like skiing. So I thought maybe on my birthday I would go do something that I like to do. And then he was like, no, we'll go up together. I'll go with you. We'll do it in a few weeks. Just stay in Las Vegas on your birthday.
Yeah, you really should do something with the man who loves you.
Well, he has to work Friday day. And so I thought maybe I would just do this.
Yeah, but did you think you were going to make it up and make it back?
I did, yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
But he explained to me
there was no way in the world I thought that's what you were doing.
Yeah, I was going to go up there, ski for a little bit, and then come back.
A very little bit.
Yeah. I realize now how the distance, but the plan was to wake up super early and take off. So.
Oh, see, I thought you were being, I literally thought you were like, all right, buddy, see you Sunday.
Oh, no, no, not the whole weekend. No, just for the day.
And that's not going to work.
No, I realize that now. But you're totally right. Like, I should be spending it with the people that I love because it does make it, like, a little bit selfish. I know it's my 30th birthday and everyone's like, you should be selfish. But honestly, I like hanging out with my friends probably more than I like skiing. So.
Well, I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to throw this out there right now. Kayla and I were just, she goes, well, I'm not going skiing now. You want to hang out on Friday? I was like, yeah, let's do this. Although I don't know what my wife's got planned for me, but I think I can weasel it.
Okay.
I think I can. I'll bring her along. We're going to, so I'm going to take Kayla to lunch on Friday. Will you follow, if you're not already following me on, and let's use Twitter. I know Twitter's not the most popular. You know, Twitter and Instagram. We can do Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
Let's do this. So follow me at Chet Buchanan. Follow Kayla at Radio Kayla. Follow, is our Instagram the same? I always get confused.
At The Buchanan Show is Twitter, and then at The Chet Buchanan Show is Instagram.
It's a lot to remember. But if you're not already following us on Twitter and Instagram, do that, or just pick one. And at 985KLUC on both. Here's the deal. We will post where we're going to lunch on Friday. If you want to come, I'll buy you lunch.
Oh.
I'm sure right now, some corporate lawyer just went, because I'm doing it wrong. You have to get that approved and we have to write rules and blah, blah, blah.
No, it's not like that.
It's, I bet if we kept it off the company socials, we could do it.
Probably.
So just from me to you, even though we're using the company radio station.
It's fine.
I will endure the slap on the wrist later. But we will, when we get there, when we get to the place, we're going to hang out. We'll probably have a couple drinks because we can. And it's Kayla's birthday. And if you want to show up, I'll buy you lunch.
I love it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Deal. So we'll do that on
the Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
So I think his heart was in the right place, but he stepped in it.
Execution was at the best.
Yeah. Margaret. I don't know a lot of Margarets. I kind of dig this. Margaret Terry says, I turned 35 last week. My husband was sweet enough to throw me a big birthday party. It was at our friend's house in Boulder City. There was a bunch of space, and he basically invited every single person that I know. Super sweet, right? Nope. He's still pretty tight with his ex-girlfriend. She was the last girl he dated before we got together. Even though I have told him in the past, it bothers me that they're still friends. He still does it.
Oh, that's messed up.
She's a wedding/party/event planner. And he enlisted her help to throw this one. My one. My freaking birthday party. Capitalized freaking. Birthday party. So, of course, she is also there making sure everything is going well, which I should be appreciative of. But it just made me feel uneasy, a little angry, and mostly just sad. I haven't brought it up to my husband yet, so I wanted to hear what you guys think. This is BS, right? Little Jess, is it BS?
I think it's BS.
She has spoken! It's BS, right?
It's complete BS. That's so disrespectful. Especially, like, you know what's key for me is that she said that in the past, I have told him that I don't like her, that I don't like you hanging out with her. Now, I'm the first to say that you should get along with your ex. Like, I get along with practically all of my exes.
Or don't.
No. And to each his own. You have no idea.
It's a big city. You know, there's room for everybody.
But it's the idea that you committed to your wife and she has told you, I don't feel right about this. And then on her birthday of all times, that day is about her. And you're doing something that you know makes her uncomfortable. Why would you do it?
35 is a milestone for a lot of people, too.
Yeah.
The zeros and the fives
are big
exactly. For a lot of people. This to me is just, it's easy. It's disrespectful on a variety of levels. I don't know if it's worse. Here's what? I was planning a birthday party. She's good at. I don't care.
I don't care if she's Martha Stewart and she is the best party planner on the planet. If I don't like Martha Stewart, you ain't hiring Martha Stewart to do my birthday.
Here's what sucks, too. I just, in my own mind, this girl's hot, too. The girlfriend, or the ex-girlfriend.
Oh,
the
I have party, a picture in my head,
the party
too.
Party planner. She's attractive. She's already feeling threatened by, the fact that, why is this girl around? I understand, and yeah, that's great. If you want to be friends. If you don't, you don't. But that person, you married, you're committed.
Exactly.
But literally, all we need is one. We may have already torpedoed our own bit. But we need one that can make a decent case for why this is okay. If I was going to look into the crystal ball, if I was going to put my prophecy hat on, that somebody's going to go, well, she just needs to grow up. You're 35 now. Grow up.
Oh, you think someone's actually, oh.
I don't know. I don't feel that way. I see where that's a way to go.
Sure.
On that. You know what? So we're looking for one person, 702-364-9898, that thinks this is okay. Because I don't see it. I don't see it. Kayla doesn't see it. Lil Jess doesn't see it.
Burn the house down.
Take it easy. It's my line. But I don't, we just need one. 702-364-9898 right now.
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So, husband planned birthday party. Had everybody show up at a big house to their friend's house in Boulder City. She does not like her husband's ex. He insists on being friends with her. She's a party wedding event planner. And he insisted on having her plan the party.
So stupid.
I get it. She's good at it. There are a lot of people who don't think it's stupid at all. Nick, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, just kind of play devil's advocate. You know, what if the girlfriend is possessive or maybe like a little obsessive or even
wife.
Controlling?
Wife.
Excuse me, wife. I apologize. Wife. Okay. Yeah, you know, but, I agree with what you're saying in the first place overall, you know, at point blank when you're just looking at it. But just to kind of, you know, look at the other perspective, what if every woman he talks to? Because, I mean, I've been in relationships where a girl has been overly possessive and didn't want me talking to anybody, let alone my ex, you know, so... what if they're overly possessive and any girl you talk to, they just don't like you talking to them at all, period. So this one he took a stand on because it's his ex, you know, and as long as he handles it correctly and respectfully, you know, then maybe it is okay.
But this isn't about him. This is about
his birthday.
This is about his wife's. You're, if it's that angle and you're like, I'm going to take a stand, then you're rubbing it in her face on her birthday.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's bad timing. It's definitely bad timing. The whole scenario, it's bad overall like that. But just to kind of see it from a different viewpoint.
Sure.
A possessive, maybe a little bit controlling type of woman.
Sure.
Granted, it is their birthday. Maybe they've discussed it in the past. And, you know, I wouldn't have pulled the card out on her birthday personally.
Yeah, they've definitely discussed in the past. Thank you, Nick. They've definitely discussed in the past. She said, where to go? She's what it was at a lot of party, my freaking birthday, of course. It just seemed pretty obvious that he's...
Even though I've told him in the past, it bothers me that they're friends. He still does it.
Bobby, you think everybody's acting like babies.
I totally agree with acting like babies. Seriously? If she can't trust him, why are they married? Isn't that the first part of being married?
But isn't...
And that's all it is.
Okay.
No, I would have to completely argue the fact that there's anything else wrong with him being friends with his ex other than the fact that she doesn't trust him being with her. And if you can't trust him, what's the relationship you have with him?
Sure. But there's nobody in your life that you go, I don't like that person. I don't want you around him. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I would never. No. Especially if because he still lives his own life. He knew her before he knew his wife. And if there was no issues between them, what's the issue for her? She should be friends with your be closer with your enemies.
Can you make like right one sacrifice though for the birthday? Like just one sacrifice?
I would not. I would not. I totally disagree with how she feels about everything. There's no trust there. Why are you still married?
But this
you might
doesn't...
as well get a divorce over that.
Okay. Okay. But what does this do to help build that trust?
It's not going to. She needs to let it go. Does she have male friends? She has friends?
No, but what's he doing?
That he's not comfortable with?
But what's he doing to build the trust? And everybody's different.
He's still married to her.
Everybody's different. You know what I mean? So your point is just as valid as anybody else's. But it just seems, here that she's made her feelings pretty clear. And he's just kind of disregarded that. And isn't that just as disrespectful as anything else?
No, because I'm sure she does totally disrespectful things to him that he's not comfortable with, and he still compromises and lives with her. Everybody has compromises, and I feel like something like this is a compromise. If you, okay. like, that's, it's a trust issue. If she cannot trust him, what is the point of your relationship right now?
Okay.
You should sit back and think about that.
We've established that point, but now you're like, oh, man, I wanted to go back to something you just said, because that sounded just as childish. Like, well, I'm sure she's done things disrespectful, too. Does that make it right on her birthday?
It doesn't. It's all a compromise. It's a push-me-pull-you. It's a two-headed llama. It's a two-way street.
Two wrongs don't make a right, guys.
But there's going to be things that she does, and there's things that he does. And whether or not you're comfortable with whatever's happening, he's still living his life. And if you still want him to be happy, whatever makes him happy should make you happy, vice versa.
Wouldn't it be funny, though?
You can't tell him you can't be friends with somebody. That's just going to make it worse. And what if that's like a child rebelling against their parent? No, you can't go out at night. And then, hello, what are they doing? Now they're sneaking out the window and getting put in jail. You know nothing about it. It's a compromise. You can't tell somebody no. And he's grown. He's just going to sneak around and do it behind your back?
But... Well, I don't think they're going to plan the birthday party be like
yeah,
that.
No, that's
a very interesting take on it. And again, there's all kinds of kinds. I think we should probably take another round of calls on this because Jessica's waiting and LJ's waiting and all the lines are going. So, little Jessica, line a bunch more up.
Gotcha.
This is extraordinarily interesting because to me, it just seems like it's blatantly disrespectful. It's just, I don't care what you think.
And I know what's best for you is what it feels like to me.
Or I don't care. I'm doing a birthday party. How could I possibly be wrong? Even though this birthday party I'm doing for you is going to make you completely upset. We'd love to hear what you have to think about it. 702-364-9898 right now.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Funny and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Well, all of a sudden, it's now swung back to the other side. We were looking for somebody who thought that that was okay, but now it's that the husband planned a birthday party with his ex. She had turned 35. She, the person who wrote the email, name's Margaret, which I love.
Yeah.
She turned 35 last week. Her husband was sweet enough to throw her a big birthday party. It was at her friend's house in Boulder City. They have a big house, invited everybody. But her husband is still super tight with his ex-girlfriend, the last girl that he dated before they got together. And even though she has made it very clear that it bothers her that they're friends, he still kind of maintains the friendship. She's a wedding and event and party planner and all that, so he hired her to do the party.
Ridiculous.
And she's there at the party, which of course upset her. That seems pretty cut and dried to me, but there are others that, the last caller that we had, she was like, no, everybody just needs to grow up and be adults, but Well, there was a theory on that on social.
The girl talking is the ex-girlfriend of the guy. LMAO, take a seat, girl.
It does? I wouldn't get that. Yeah, Keani, this just isn't cool, right?
No, man, it's not cool. The other girl, you know, like, she must have had, you know, done something just like the husband's point of view to where her husband didn't like it, you know, and she tried to compromise it. There's no way that you can compromise something like that, you know. My ex, they had been together for 4 years, and, you know, we had been together for 2, and she would try and, like, mail things, like gift cards for, like, dogs, you know, for his dogs.
Yeah.
Like $10 for 2 really big boxers for no reason, doesn't put, you know, the address on it or anything. And there's no way for him to say that that's right. Just like this, there's no way that you can ever think in your mind that your wife, who already doesn't like the fact that you and your ex are friends or even communicate, for you to think that, okay, yeah, let me go ahead and hire her for a party planner. It doesn't matter if she's the biggest and best party planner and she did it for free. You don't do something like that. And that's definitely crossing lines and boundaries with your guys' relationship. Husband, not husband. That's not something you do in a relationship. That's not how you continue to build trust. And that's not how you bring that ex-girlfriend back inside of your life, even as friends after that.
Yeah, the farther this goes along, the more I start to question their marriage.
Their marriage, his intentions, everything. Like, I'm like, are you
exactly?
Are you trying to make her mad?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, exactly. So if you already know that she doesn't like this girl, you know, why would you even think to want to bring her a part of your life in your relationship with your wife? And two, bring her into, you know, the party to be able to be a part of it. It doesn't matter if she made it, you know, like, that is just, that's no way, shape, or form for you to say that that is okay to do and just be like, well, no, people need to grow up. No, your husband needs to grow up, and he needs to realize who his wife is and who's, you know, who's not, I don't want to say side he's on, but yeah, you know,
no.
Like, who he's riding for in his lifetime.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. I was trying to listen to the other lady and, like, no way. She just kept saying more scenarios that were just, like, crazy. If you know, like, doing the whole parenting thing. So what you're saying is, I'm going to tell you that you can't speak to this person because of, it doesn't matter what reason. And because I tell you so, you just expect me to think that you're going to go and do it. No, no, we're husband and wife. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Life is about compromising. Well, that was my compromise. I already know, you already know that I do not like her, you know, and we are married. And for you to even think that that is a thing that you can go to, no, it's unacceptable. It's super wrong.
Yeah, that was the only thing. And I she's entitled to her viewpoint. Thank you, Keani. She's entitled to her viewpoint. But the farther this goes along, yeah, grow up. Let your ex go. If you wanted to be with her, be with her. And I mean, and I'm all for people being friends, but if it bothers the person that you're with, everything is a choice.
Sure.
It's all choices. And yes, there are compromises, but shouldn't your compromise be in favor of your wife, not your ex? You know what I mean? Well, I want to be with my wife, and I still want to be with my ex too. In some form or fashion. Now, Dana, tell us what we're missing.
I could understand him using her as the event planner, but she didn't need to stay for the whole party. Make sure everything's prepped.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, she did not have to stay for the party because I'm sure she knows. Because, you know, Kayla, we can sense these things when we're not exactly liked or not liked. And She could have walked away and said, hey, everything's prepped. Everything's good to go. I'll be back. Call me when the party dies down, and I'll make sure everything gets cleaned up. she could have been the bigger person here.
Or just send somebody else. You got a right hand.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got somebody you trust. By the way, still sneaky as hell.
Yeah, because then you have to explain later on why you're paying Angela's decoration company, and you're like, well, that's Angela. What's happening here?
Hot Angela's decoration.
Hot Angela's party planning.
Hot Angela, I'm paying for my boob job party planning
exactly.
company.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
So I'm sure this is some way, some form, some fashion against company rules, but, you know, whatever. Kayla's birthday's on Friday.
Oh.
She is now not going to Brian Head.
No.
How did the conversation come about? Did you find out that Brian Head's not as close as you thought? Or
I guess I looked at it after the fact because Buddy was like, I just don't know if we're going to have enough time that day because we have dinner plans that night.
Oh, God, no.
And I was like, what do you mean I won't have enough time? And then I kind of just did the math. I'm like, by the time I get there, it's going to take like at least an hour to get set up and get up the mountain and all that stuff. So it was just, yeah, I started doing the math and I go, ooh.
It's a solid 3, maybe 3.5 hour drive. And I'm being conservative.
Yeah.
You were cool with that.
I was cool with that because I would just get up early enough and be there kind of when they open.
Like leave at 4, like if you were getting up to work.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then get up there early. So if you got up at 7 on the mountain bike. Yeah, and then get like 3-4 hours in.
Yeah. And then come back, and I was like, I can do that. And then he brought up, like, you'll be exhausted. Like, you won't want to do anything with any of our friends. You won't want to go to dinner. And, yeah, so.
I appreciate that, though. I do. I love that. I mean, now that you mentioned you fully knew you were going to drive 200 miles.
Yep.
Go skiing. Drive 200 miles back.
I knew that. I just started thinking about it.
I do stupid stuff like that. My favorite one ever used to do a weekend countdown show in Seattle, and around back to school time, we moved it week to week and did all the malls, different malls, and did it live in the mall from 9 to noon. So noon comes and I'm going to drive back home to Seattle, and I get on the exit the wrong way, which is really stupid because this mall was the closest one to me growing up. I should know better. But in my head, I was going north to go back home to my hometown instead of going south to drive back to Seattle. Vancouver, Canada, 2.5 hours north. So I'll go have lunch. And seriously, I drove to Vancouver, went to Canadian McDonald's, and turned around and drove home. And it was awesome.
No, you didn't.
It was awesome. Yeah, no, I'm weird.
Is the Canadian, I don't know anything, but is the Canadian menu different at McDonald's?
Not really. No.
Okay.
The ketchup is different.
And
it's,
okay.
And the labels on the cup are, it's in French too. Ah. Yeah, don't ask. It was weird. So here's what we're going to do instead, because Kayla's not going skiing now. So we're going to go to lunch. Follow me at Chet Buchanan or at Radio Kayla on social. We'll keep it off the company socials, so we can at least try and not be in trouble. We're using the company's radio station, but we might be able to slip by with that.
Yeah.
None of the bosses listen to the show. We'll be fine. Unless somebody blabs. Keep it to yourself, blabbers.
Keep it as a secret.
And then Friday, when we get to lunch, we'll put it out on social one time. So right around noon Friday?
Okay.
No, it's up to you. It's your birthday.
That sounds good. Noon? 11? A noon? I don't care.
You say when?
11.
Okay. It's 11.
Okay.
That's right when this place opens.
Perfect.
We'll be the first ones in the door.
I like it.
And we've already chosen a spot, but we're not going to tell you ahead of time. So Friday morning at 11, check your socials, and then if you can come by, wish Kayla a happy birthday, I'll buy your lunch.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
All right, Lil Jess, who's contestant number one, please?
Wendy Cleek of North Las Vegas.
Holy cow, we haven't talked to you in forever. What's up, Wendy Cleek?
Hey, I'm here.
Wendy Cleek. We have to teach Lil Jess this. So a lot of times, if they're from North Las Vegas, you just tell them, don't say anything. You say it's Wendy Cleek, and then I go, hey, what part of town are you from? And then Wendy says,
hey, Northtown.
You say Northtown. Yeah. Hey,
I like it.
Yeah. Like that. What's your buzzer going to be?
It's going to be Hank.
Got a girl. And contestant number two, please.
Kelly Ahmed from Blue Diamond.
Kelly, what buzz are you going to work with today?
Yes.
Excellent. Perfect.
Question number one, Kayla.
Who got suspended from sixth grade Christian school for, quote, humping a tree? Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus, or Katy Perry?
Hey.
That sounded like Wendy Cleek to me.
I'm going to say Katy Perry.
She said Katy Perry, and she would be right.
Yeah.
One zip, Wendy. Question two.
Which Kelly artist reportedly just signed a $10 million residency at XS? Is it Travis Scott, Cardi B, or Drake?
Wendy Cleek.
Drake.
A commanding 2-0 lead. Yeah, I'm interested in this, in the XS residency.
Well, it's funny. He hasn't, like, come out and said it, but he's like, oh, I'm going to beat you as you can catch me all year long here at XS. And then he posted a photo that said new home with him in the club. So
there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, exactly.
This is kind of brilliant, though, because then he can just go up, do songs to track. You don't have to worry about a bunch of stage stuff. You know what I mean? Like the like the Gaga residency or the Britney or the Backstreet Boys, anybody. It's expensive.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. At some point there's some money that goes into it. This Drake thing just kind of sounded like Drake just show up. Here, Drake, here's Mike. You know what I mean?
Doesn't
sound like it's that big a deal. It's 2-0 Wendy. Yeah. This all important third and final question, I believe in honor of Drake, will be worth, since he's getting $10 million. We'll make this all important third and final question worth $10 million points.
So who returned to social media yesterday with an Instagram post about facing, quote, challenges in 2018?
Hey.
Wendy Cleek for the sweep and the win.
Is it Selena Gomez?
Is it Selena Gomez? A not so dramatic pause. We all know. Wow. That's a buzzsaw, Kelly.
But, all right.
But hang tight just a second because you're getting prizes. Now, Wendy, you have a very important choice to make here.
Oh, boy.
No disrespect to the Mom Museum, but would you like Mom Museum tickets? Or would you like win them before you can buy them Ariana Grande tickets?
Oh, I got to go with Ariana.
I'm shocked. What? A shocking development in Kayla Chauvin's SmackDown. Kelly, can we send you to the Mom Museum, though?
Yeah, sure.
It's a free entry and free drink to the Speakeasy National Bootleggers Day on January 17th. That's Thursday. That's going to be a pretty cool thing. You can use your tickets whenever you want, okay?
Thank you.
So everybody wins, but only Wendy Cleek can be today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz SmackDown. Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chip Buchanan Show.
So the one thing that that being on vacation a couple weeks ago did to me, for me, with me, about me, one thing that changed about me over vacation is now... I do get to see my wife and I. We never picked up on new shows. Like, we never jumped into Game of Thrones because we didn't feel we had time. We didn't feel we could.
I get that.
We didn't feel we could commit because we were already committed to different shows. We were the only ones who watched that show Turn on AMC. We loved
it. It
was about spies during the Revolutionary War. It's great.
Okay.
We loved it. Loved it. Loved it. It was very gratifying. At the Golden Globes for The Americans on FX.
Yes.
To get a bunch of awards because we watched that from the beginning. We watched that from the get-go.
I heard it's amazing, yeah.
We lived all the way through that one. Now, because over vacation there was a little more time, and so we started going around on Netflix and watching different stuff. Okay. We caught up on a bunch of movies. We started doing it, you know, on demand. We started watching a bunch of different things. So now I've got a little bit of FOMO when I hear about a show and I really go, oh my God, so great. You know what I mean? We're not watching.
Yeah.
So Little Jess is watching that show, or you did watch. You binged the whole thing of You?
Not yet. Oh. I'm like 4 or 5 episodes in.
Oh,
I haven't
okay.
had time to binge
what
watch
did you,
it. Though.
Did I misunderstand what you said? Did you say you were finished?
No, I said I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, haven't finished.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So what is this show? I know nothing about this show.
Well, obviously I started watching it because of, I mean, the social media lit up about it. It's about a bookstore manager and his interest in a struggling writer, to not give so much away. I'm actually 4 or 5 episodes in. I'm super kind of attracted to the character Joe, just because he's super smart and the fact that he dipped into this girl's social media.
So is Joe the bookstore manager?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Joe is the bookstore manager. And then
he's a psychopath.
Just so
you're
you know,
watching it too.
I watched the entire thing in a day and a half, and I am obsessed with it. I want to go back and watch again.
Okay, so Joe is the bookstore manager,
and he's a psychopath.
And who's the writer?
Beck. Beck.
Yeah, Beck.
Beck.
Uh-huh. Super attractive. She's in college.
Did
yes.
they do it?
She's in graduate school right now.
Did they do it?
Yeah, they started dating. All this stuff.
Are we giving too much away right now?
No.
Lil Jess, so. You know what's funny? Lil Jess just looked over Kayla and kind of gave the head nod. Yeah. Okay. Well, I was just curious. Would I like it?
No.
It's too slow for you. I think it would be too slow. Character wise, they do such a great job throughout the entire season of developing this, and the end is this huge twist. It's awesome. So.
Here's how sweet my wife is. So you would think that I would love on Amazon Prime. How they have the on Amazon Video, they have the new Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
With the dude from The Office, Jim, what's his biscuits? And my wife read somewhere that it was super slow, and she didn't think that I would, for that same reason, that it was super slow. And so she didn't, you know, there's stuff that blows up.
Yeah.
And it's Jack Ryan, because I love the
John
Bourne
Krasinski.
Movies. Yeah. I love all that stuff. I love the Bourne movies. I love all that, you know, different stuff like that. But she had heard it was slow. So she went ahead and took the plunge and watched the first two episodes for me and went, yeah, you'd hate this. isn't she
That's
awesome?
Very sweet.
Okay, so I don't need to watch you?
No.
You'll take care of that for
I'll
me?
I'll take care of it all for
right.
you.
All right. Honestly, that meant nothing for nothing, but I just wanted to find out.
On air. Online. On the app.
Check out the Jeff Buchanan After the Show on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
This is not going to be a very popular opinion, but I can explain myself. Everybody's going crazy about Alicia Keys hosting the Grammy Awards.
Yeah.
Are you excited, Lil Jess?
No, it didn't burn a fire inside of
no?
me.
No? How come?
I guess it goes with what I said yesterday. I would think that you would have relevant music, an album to promote, like you were big recently.
So if you weren't listening yesterday, we were talking about Super Bowl halftime. And in Lil Jess's mind, and I love it, and I get this because we all get ideas in our head mm-hmm. about the way things ought to be. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yeah.
Lil Jess's idea for the Super Bowl halftime show is that should be somebody who is relevant, who has just had hits, who is somebody who's new, even though, you know, and then we went, well, okay, but the Rolling Stones did the halftime show and Prince did it and all that kind of stuff. And she looked at me like, oh yeah.
Aerosmith.
But in her mind, that was the way this should go. So that's why Grammy Awards, you're like, Alicia Keys hadn't had a hit in forever.
Yeah. And I love
her,
though.
That's interesting.
Don't get me wrong.
Me too.
I want to know where that comes from.
Are you excited? What comes from?
Where you decide on Alicia Keys.
Well, okay. But be that as it may, it's been decided.
Yeah.
So do you like the idea?
No, not really.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't think she's going to be funny. Like, I think she can be like quirky at times, but you want someone that's going to entertain and crack jokes. And I don't think that's going to be it.
And on top of it. Okay, good. So we're unanimous on this.
Yeah.
Because Alicia Keys can be one of the warmest. Sweet. When I think of Alicia Keys, I think warmth.
Mm-hmm.
And she is unbelievably gracious.
Absolutely.
She is. Have you met her?
No, I've just.
I got the chance. So she's very. She legitimately is worried about, are you okay? Aww. You know, are you doing okay? Hi. When she shakes your hand and looks you in the eye and says, how are you? I believe her. However, she's a low talker. Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. She's like that, and I don't need that in a host. I need somebody that's like, hey, what's happening? I don't need it. Hi, our next, and maybe she'll brighten it up a little bit for the Grammys, I would imagine.
You would hope
but
so.
But I'm just imagining it'll just be all low-key. The other question that I cannot ask nor comment on that Kayla asked was,
oh, is she going to wear makeup?
Oh, yeah, because she was on the no makeup thing.
She's
for a
still
long
on
time.
It.
Oh.
Do you think she'll wear makeup?
I don't think so.
I think it's great either way. She's a beautiful woman.
That's what I say right there. That extraordinarily politically correct and noncommittal, either, you know, so that I don't get in trouble for being, you're just a pig.
I love Season Shadow.
You can't say that. She's beautiful. She is beautiful. Whatever you think the right answer to that, that's what I think.
That's where that's
too.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Chet Buchanan's 60 seconds of randoms.
Have you ever seen Flipper and the gopher from Caddyshack in the same room together? No, you haven't, have you?
Well, now that you mention it.
We'll discuss momentarily. Before the Earth, I don't believe this one. This is ridiculous. Get a scientist. I need a, what do they call them people? Paleontologist, archaeologist? Who are the people that discovered the Earth back in the day?
Paleontologists.
Okay, I need one of those. Get one of those on the phone. Before the Earth was covered in trees, somewhere around 350 to 420 million years ago, it was covered in giant mushrooms. BS.
It's like dinosaurs were just walking around tripping all day long.
Yeah, can you imagine? Or are they those kind of mushrooms?
I'd assume. I don't know. I assume all mushrooms are that way.
They're not the kind of mushrooms I like on my steak and or pizza.
Oh, no.
Huh.
They're like super mushrooms.
Google. Do you know why they created Google's image search?
No.
Do you remember when Jennifer Lopez wore that green dress to the Grammys and everybody flipped out?
With Diddy.
Split
yes.
down the middle. Yes.
Beautiful dress.
Split down the middle. We talked to Diddy. Was it Grammys time on this show? But J-Lo was in the bed with him. They were at the Bellagio.
Ooh, honey.
And he called and somehow it came up and he goes, why don't you ask her? And we said, give her the, and I joked, I joked, well, give her the phone. You know, I'll play your little reindeer games, Sean. And he goes, okay. And he hands her the phone.
That's hilarious.
You know, it's all fun and games till somebody calls your bluff. Google decided to create Google Image Search in the year 2000 after Jennifer Lopez wore that green dress to the Grammys. There were more searches for pictures of her in the dress than anything Google had ever had before, and they realized there needed to be a way to search for pictures only. Huh. And then, 2 years later, whatever it was, Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl. Thank God for Google Image Search. You know what I mean? For the people who were looking. Disneyland in California, Disneyland, not Disney World, has only closed 3 times in history. They had a National Day of Mourning for JFK in 1963. After the earthquake at Northridge in 94. And on September 11th, shut down Disneyland. Otherwise, Disneyland has never had a full day where it's been closed.
Not even, I thought for some reason they closed on Christmas or something.
No.
Oh,
no.
No,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no.
That's that
no.
money.
That's, well, and that's people's, for a lot of people, that's like how they come to Toy Drive. You know what I mean? Oh, we go to Disneyland on Christmas.
Okay. Well, I had no
which
idea.
Is, and as we learned doing the broadcast this year, it's spectacular.
Yeah.
It's perfect. The first ever product on QVC. Do you know what it was?
Bottled water.
No. No.
QVC.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of CVS.
sewing machine. I don't know.
No. No, it's not close. The first. I was like, that's kind of close. No, it's not. The first ever product on QVC, when it went on the air in 1986, was a shower radio that cost $11.49. They sold $7,400 worth of them.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
Listen very closely. Okay, you heard that, right?
Yes.
Now listen to this. That is the gopher from Caddyshack. I'll play it again. God, that music in the background is so loud. And here is Flipper. I said here is Flipper.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Same sound effects.
A gopher and a dolphin.
Same exact sound effects. Well, then Caddyshack was just like, because they did that movie on the cheap.
Yeah.
They just, like, whatever, what was it, 20 years later? They just went, who'll know? Well, we do now.
That's
so
cool.
Is it random?
Get up. Come on in. Let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
I got to be honest. I feel like there should be special music. I know this is Queen of the First Pick music. She is kind of the queen mother of this show. No offense to the mayor.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Hi,
there,
Kathy.
Mom. How are you?
Do you know why we're calling?
No.
You're not going to be part of anything. We're not making you play a game or anything like
that. Did you want a grandson or a granddaughter? I'm joking. She's
I would love a grandson.
She's got too many grandchildren.
We're all rooting for that. Yeah, no, she's not pregnant that we know of.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, the show's over.
No, we're just heating up. It's the greatest person in the world right now, and Kayla has something she wants to say to you.
So I'd like to apologize because back in Christmas in my stocking, you got me a wonderful umbrella, which I proceeded to laugh in your face and say, I live in the desert. Why do I need an umbrella? but turns out this whole week, it's just going to be raining cats and dogs. So that umbrella is going to come in real handy. So I wanted to say, first of all, I'm sorry for laughing at you. And second of all, today, Mom, you is.
Yeah, we had actually discussed, like, you know, which home she was going to have you put in. Because it was like, well, Mom's finally lost it.
She's crazy.
She's a nut job now.
Nope. She is always prepared. It's one of the main things I love about her. So, yeah.
Forward thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Visionary. Brilliant. Uh-huh. She is beautiful. I don't know why I'm laying it on thick. I just like your mom.
Yeah,
oh, that came out wrong, too. I'll stop.
Did she bother to tell you when she opened it, she called it Fresno State umbrella instead of Florida State?
I did call it because my dad is disowning Florida State for our crappy football season. So now he goes,
can't do that.
I am loyal to Fresno because it's FSU still.
You can't do that. You got to be a fan for life.
Mom, thank you so much for my umbrella. It's coming in real handy. Today, you is...
the greatest person in the world.
You're the greatest person in the world. Tell Pete we said hey.
I will do it. You guys take care.
And you know what? And whatever I've done to you where you guys avoid me like the plague when you come to town, I apologize.
Seems like it's every time that we come, it's just like something crazy going on at the same time.
Yeah.
Like you guys were getting ready for the toy drive. It was Thanksgiving weekend. You know, we didn't pick an opportune time, but we'll be coming in a month or so, and Pete will want to play golf, so we'll get together.
We'll carve it out. We'll make it happen. I don't care about the golf. I care about the drinking.
That goes along with the golf, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right.
Love you.
She's so much fun. Your parents are the greatest. You really do. Kayla has, of all of us, Kayla, and I'm sorry we don't know your parents yet, little Jess, but Kayla's parents are the best.
They're pretty chill. Really, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're tough to beat. If your mom beats that, God bless you. God bless you. My greatest person in the world, the Rebel Girls. They're heading off to Nationals on Thursday. Last night was the big showdown 2019. They put together a whole ton of people. The dance community is strong in this town. There's a lot of talent, a lot of talent. So everybody who came out on a rainy Monday night, 2 hours, we packed in 40 performances in 2 hours, and the Rebels are the defending national champions in not one but two categories.
Bravo.
And today, Rebel Girls and Company, you just might be
The
greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Random fact, apropos of nothing right now. During the honeymoon phase of a relationship, lovers cannot get enough of each other, often staring longingly into one another's eyes. Are you still in the honeymoon phase?
No. Buddy and I barely look at each other. Are you?
At times.
But you and Amy are so sweet together. Like, Buddy and I'll hold hands every once in a while. But, like, you guys are, you're just so cute like that. Like, you hold hands and, you know, you hug every once in a while. Buddy and I are just like, that's fine.
I got it. Yeah, see, that's the difference because the two of you are both, you know, very marketable. You're both very kind and very, very attractive people. I hold on to Amy like grim death. I could never do better than her ever in my life. I am playing so far above my head and so far out of my league. So the fact, you know, you don't have to agree strenuously.
I mean, Amy is amazing, but it's hot. Not like you're like chopped liver. Come on.
No, she's
not.
No,
this one over here, though. Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. My head's about to fall off. Love you, Chet.
No, you don't. You don't.
Listen more and win more. It's the Chet Buchanan Show's final exam.
In any event, they say that's like it's like doing cocaine. The feeling is like doing cocaine. Another narcotic stimulant on the brain. You don't find that fascinating?
I find that.
Are you, are you guys finding different ways to rip me again? Is that what's
going on? Well, I was searching, but I couldn't think of anything
exactly.
else.
So. That's what sorry. That's what I was figuring. Like my wife must be on cocaine to be, yeah. No, I get it.
Game of depressant real quick.
Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
Julie Ruiz of the East Side.
Hey, Julie, what's tomorrow's first pick question?
When did your boob fall out?
When was your boob out? When did it happen to you?
Actually, not too long ago. I was at work. I work in a casino, and my button was open right in the middle to where, like, I'm not even sure how long I was walking around like that, and nobody told me anything either.
I
don't want to tell you.
I never realized this was, nobody's going to tell you. I mean, another woman will tell you. No guy is going to, a guy might tell you, and then he'll regret it immediately afterwards. Why'd I do that? Stupid. So we've got lunch for two at Tropical Smoothie Cafe for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. All right. Guys have a good day.
Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, P1.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.